Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah. It's Dr. Powell. Sorry I missed your call there.
Hey, Dr. Powell. How are you?
Good.
It's okay. I just had a few questions for you. You got a couple minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Do you happen to have the equipment quotes for everything you guys are looking to purchase?
I wouldn't, but Dr. Conn would have some, and several of them we haven't quite defined yet, just because we're still in the building out phase for starting it up.
Okay, no problem. I'm just going to need some of those quotes to start to, you know, figure out the process of getting those vendors paid. So as you guys get those, send them to me, so I can, put that in the file.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So that I understand, are you talking about before the loan or afterwards, or I just wanted to understand?
Before the loan, I need the quotes.
Okay.
Okay. And then also, do you guys have business bank account for the sugar factory?
Yeah, so we actually, not our first rodeo, so we actually signed the sugar factory lease through a company called K-Pal. That's Dr. Khan's name and my name mixed together. So we signed the LLC with an LLC just to protect us for tax purposes.
Okay, so you signed an LLC with an LLC. Nice, you guys are smart.
the bank account goes under K-Pal. That's where we put the funding to. And that's K-Pal. That's the routing number and bank information that we gave you last night. Go straight into that account, and then I've got the EIN for that if you need it for any reasons.
Got it. Okay, yeah, I will most likely need that. Can you send me 4 months of that business bank account?
Of the K-Pal? Sure.
No, yeah, of the K-Pal.
That would be easy.
Okay, yeah.
And I hate to ask you this, Jeremy, only because I'm in the car driving.
Uh-huh.
If you email me with an exact list of what you need, then I'm going to copy in our secretary. She does all the banking stuff, but she can send it to you pretty quickly.
Perfect. No, that's perfect. I don't mind doing that at all.
Thank you.
Would you like me to also include, I forgot how to say his name, Dr.
Conn?
Conn. Is he just go by Conn?
Yeah, Ad is his first name, but he goes by Adden or Dr. Conn, either one's fine.
Dr. Conn. Okay, cool. Yeah, would you like me to include him in the email too?
Yeah, please. Feel free to always include us both in everything. We're completely transparent with each other.
Awesome. I'll do that.
And just so I know, my only concern is I just want to be upfront. I don't know. I really don't know how many equipment things he has yet, because we're so. It's relatively early. If very few of those are producible, what does that mean? I just hope that we understand.
Well, it just kind of gives us an idea of how serious you guys are. To be upfront with you, you know, just they want to see like what you guys are looking at. We can always add equipment on there, and you know, obviously the invoices could change because you guys are adding and taking things off. But we just need to see what vendors you're already looking at to see, because we have a lot of relationships with vendors. So with that way, we kind of see how easy this is going to be as far as like getting you the approval. Because if we see certain vendors that we've worked with before and we know, the approval amounts are going to be higher, basically.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, so I'll call Dr. Conn to the ER today, but I'll call him and see what he can find. I'm hoping that we have some of those that are actually at the stage we can send them. I just don't know because he does the operations.
Yeah. And if you don't, it's not a huge deal. How soon are you guys going to be starting to put the equipment in the actual location?
Well, I mean, truthfully, reasonably soon. The build-out started about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So right now they're tearing and remodeling. It had I don't know if I told you, there was a prior existing restaurant there.
Mm-hmm.
That was it was more of a bar. So it had like some little bar food, but not an elaborate menu that's going to be provided for this one. So
mm-hmm.
there may be some stuff we can create, but not everything. So those things are still going out.
Okay. What casino is it in?
It's in Foxwoods Casino.
What's it called?
Foxwoods. That's Connecticut.
Foxwood in Connecticut. Okay.
Yeah, on the East Coast, there are two big casinos, Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, and this one is one of the ones. They're right next to each other.
Okay, cool. And you guys are, you got a 1 year free rent. I mean, obviously you need to get in there ASAP and start taking advantage of this because you're losing money every day, right?
Well, and you're kind of right on that, to be honest, because we're hoping to have it open by August, like 14th, our start date, which is a rapid build-out time. And we're being pushed by the casino because like they want it open too, you know, because this is a restaurant that really caters to females, like ages 15 to 45. And the casino told us out to our faces, if you get me the females 14 to 45, all the men will follow, and they're going to all be spending money like mad. So they really want it from a financial standpoint for their casino as well.
That's awesome. Now, the Sugar Factory, it sounds like it's – is it a chain? I think I've heard of that before.
Yeah, there's only five. The first one started in Las Vegas, so it's one of those Kardashian restaurants. So I can send you some of the cool links to it, but there's one in Vegas, one in New York. Ours will be the fifth one. There's one in Miami and two other cities I can't quite recall. They moved the one in Las Vegas. Now there's going to be one in Dubai. We formed a partnership with the ex-CEO of Johnny Rockets. So we have another restaurant, just so you know, we opened up with him a couple months back, and that's what we use a lot of our capital for in the same casino. So this was just too good of an opportunity to pass up, but I spent a lot of our capital for the other one that just opened up about a month ago.
Sure, that makes sense. So
that one's called Stage Deli, so you know.
Stage Deli?
Yeah, so that opened up again rough, maybe 4.5-5 weeks ago.
And that was through...
Go ahead.
That was through your connection with the ex-CEO of Johnny Rockets?
Yeah, exactly. So we formed these partnerships with them. It's actually a great... We've got about 8 more on the horizon, but we'll start... This is number 2, so we just got to make sure we have the capital, you know, to participate.
How did you get the permission to open up a sugar factory, though?
And so I'll be honest. So most of that's done through the CEO, Johnny Rockets. So he knows the guy. The CEO of Johnny Rockets is Lloyd Sugarman. And the guy, the Sugar Factory guy, I'm blanking on his name. I can get it to you. They know each other through Johnny Rockets because he still got the rights to, like, 37 Johnny Rockets tours and all the Johnny Rockets drive-through. He had a relationship with him, and that's how he had gotten the permission to do it. And the guy's not giving that any more permissions to build more right now. It's on the hiatus, so it's really a good time for us.
Wow, you got what an amazing opportunity! That's awesome.
No kidding. That's why this is one of those things. We as doctors, we're generally conservative with our finances, and we always remain to be that way. But this is one of those times in our life where we're willing to. You know, take a loan out because we have a purported payback of the entire amount within the first 18 months. Now, realistically, I've seen that before go to 24 months, but this is a really good projection. Even if they meet half of what they say, we're looking really good.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, give me about 5-10 minutes. I'll shoot you an email, and whenever you can get that back to me, let me know, and then I can work on getting you this approval ASAP.
Gotcha. And I'll call Dr. I'm headed to another clinic right now, so that we own. So I'll call him and see what he can get you. So hopefully we can get it. You know, today we'll get all the stuff here today.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Powell, for giving me a call back.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right.